Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Happy Friday. It's the Brett Megas Show. We did it. We made it to the weekend. Not only did we make it to the weekend, we made it to a long weekend. It's Labor Day weekend, so pray to God you don't have to do any labor for Labor Day weekend and have the weekend off. AB, what's coming up in the good news story, though?
The owner of a pizza shop caught people digging through their dumpster, and what he did next might surprise you, and I'll tell you what that is next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
The owner of a pizza place in Minneapolis called Pizza Man saw people digging through their dumpster for food, and it just broke his heart. So he posted on Facebook saying, "Please do not eat out of our dumpster. Nobody deserves that. If you are desperate for food, please come ask."
Wow. I love this sign. Wow. I love the human element of just understanding that everyone has struggled at some point. The pizza man is the pizza man.
Yeah, and he also said if you're embarrassed to ask, he's just been leaving cheese pizzas outside the back door for anyone that wants that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. How cool is that? Well, all of a sudden, he just leaves it out there just knowing that somebody's probably going to walk by. And I think tons of people have walked by and, grabbed the pizzas. Like, people are like, is that like they're going to waste? Like, if I put a pizza out there, I wonder if anyone would grab it. Mm-hmm. People are coming up and knowing that this is a place and a source of food.
It's really comforting because you can tell that he doesn't just have this business for himself. He has this business for the community.
I think so many mom-and-pop restaurants are like that. They honestly want to provide a great meal for you and your family, and it just goes to show you that food is more than just food. Like, restaurant and sharing a meal is about a community coming together. What a cool story.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Megas Show. It's Friday, kicking off a long, hopefully, Labor Day weekend for you. Hopefully, I got Monday off and you get to it. Save some time with your friends and family. How would you prefer to do, like, holidays, though? Would you prefer, like, a Labor Day, a Memorial Day? Every now and then you get a three-day weekend. Or you've no days off, you work straight through, but you get a whole month off whenever you want it. A big old chunk of whenever you strategically want to use it.
Nope, I don't want the whole chunk of a month off. I feel like when you have a lot of days off in a row, you start taking them for granted. And then it goes by really fast. And then all of a sudden you're working all this time, don't get any time off, and you're just like dying. So I'd rather have a little surprise day off here and there.
All right.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think that large chunk too creates that massive anxiety when you're going to have to go back.
Oh, yeah. That's something I didn't think about.
Yeah, I don't think I could do the month. I think I'd be like, oh, I have a month to get done everything I want to get done in this month off work, and then I wouldn't end up doing anything.
I feel like this is how Europeans do it, and they seem so much happier.
That is true.
They have like these long, they call them like holidays. Like,
right.
They just take holiday all the time. And so one of the biggest problems with this is probably lining up school schedules with my kids, now that my kids are going to school and things like that. But I think I'd like to take the month off. Once I'm working, I'm working. I'm like in a groove. And then I want like a big chunk off of like going to do holidays, whatever those people who seem like they're exploring and doing fun stuff. I want to be like them.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be European, guys.
The polls are open.
Brett, better keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
But first, let's find out what's trending. Chocolate tastes better if you eat this while listening to this song.
So confused.
We're going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and these are the trending stories. And one of the trending headlines is chocolate tastes better listening to this song. Someone at University of Bristol did research and discovered there is a song. It's called a multi-sensory integration, and this sonic quality proves to affect flavor. So it's based off the pitch, the tempo, and the harmony. You listen to this, and your chocolate is just going to taste better.
Honestly, I get it.
Really?
It makes sense to me.
It in your teeth.
It's called Sweetest Melody, and the song is 64 seconds long.
Sweetest Melody.
It's because that's how long it takes chocolate to melt in your mouth. It's 64 seconds long. You can find that on YouTube and Spotify. It's a real song. I want to be like a researcher. Just like, what do you do for a living? I just see what makes chocolate taste better. This is a list of the most useless jobs that people are paid for.
Oh, boy, what?
Chocolate taste tester. No,
yeah.
But people eating on camera reaction videos. They said, look, we want to point out that reaction videos on social media, people do get paid for this type of content. It is significantly less than you think. So it's like, don't go into this career.
Hey.
Number two, it's influencing, too. Again, significantly less people are paid But there are ways to get paid for influencing.
Yeah?
Telemarketers, security guards, and bathroom.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Attendants, all kind of useless jobs.
Like bathroom attendants are still a thing.
Security guards are useless?
I mean,
we need them.
Some of them just kind of
especially
sit
here,
there,
we got crazies.
Sit there and sleep and eat and hang out, you know? Sorry, Tammy, if you're listening.
I was going to say, that's going to be awkward when we leave today.
Tammy's like really tough and we need her.
That's right. She sends us prep.
She puts in work.
Yeah, she sends us show ideas.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Alex, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am wonderful. You ready to play Hannah and Hannah's homeschool?
Yes.
All right, Hannah, are you ready to play Alex?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, boxers to your corners. They're going to fight each other.
Right.
We're about to play Hannah's homeschool. It's a pop culture quiz game. Hannah leaves. Go, guy. See you later, Hannah. Bye.
That's like go and guy, bye together.
Yeah, cool kids say that now. Hannah, duh. Now that Hannah's left, we got to use other cool slang. Alex, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do this. On Taylor Swift's Instagram, she announced that their engagement post, but she did it saying that they work 2 different types of jobs. What jobs did she say that they do?
Oh, my gosh.
It's like in the caption. She said, "Your blank and blank are getting married."
Oh, my goodness. I remember seeing this, and I can't remember what it said.
Maybe you need to phone a friend.
Okay, phone a friend.
Well, you're using your phone a friend right off the bat. All right, who do you want to phone, Kevin or AB?
AB.
AB.
Is it English teacher and PE teacher?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. She was so nervous.
I knew it was English teacher. I didn't know about the other one.
I was like, if you don't have the right teacher.
He could also be a history teacher.
Do you think?
I
think so.
Yeah. All right. No more phone a friend, though. Chime your own here, Alex, okay?
All right.
They just announced some new performers performing at the VMAs. Who's performing at the Video Music Awards?
Oh, goodness. Olivia Rodrigo.
No, not announced
I
yet.
I wish.
I know, right? No. What TV show did Sabrina Carpenter, who is performing at the VMAs, by the way, you could have said, album comes out today. What TV show did Sabrina Carpenter become famous for doing?
She did Girl Meets World.
That is correct. It is Girl Meets World is a spinoff of Boy Meets World. What is the famous couple in Boy Meets World?
That I do not know. I don't remember.
Oh, come on.
Dang.
You don't remember Corey and Topanga?
Yeah, nope.
All right. And this old-time country restaurant and store switched their logo, then they announced they're switching it back.
Cracker Barrel.
Boom.
Yep.
All right, 3 out of 5 tough questions. We'll see how Hannah does when we bring her back in the room in 3 minutes.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
We just got done asking Alex 5 pop culture questions. I'm about to ask Hannah the same questions. Alex, how'd you feel about the pop culture questions?
A couple of them were hard, but other than that, they were fine.
Sorry, she just cheated a little bit on her test, you know.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, sure.
All right. Here we go. Hannah's homeschool. 5 Woo! Questions coming your way. Hannah, got to get at least a 3 out of 5. Tied goes towards Hannah's record. On Taylor's Instagram, she announced it with the engagement post. The caption said, "Blank and blank are getting married." What were the jobs?
English teacher and gym teacher. High school.
Yep. Your English teacher and PE teacher are getting engaged.
With the little bomb emoji.
Name someone performing at the VMAs. We just got new VMA performers announced. Name someone performing at the VMAs.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes. That wasn't in the new announcement, though.
But she is performing.
Yeah, I'll give it to you. Do you know any of the new ones?
No, I didn't read your text the other day.
I was going to say, I texted it to Hannah. Wow, thanks a lot. Doja Cat, Jelly Roll, Post Malone, Tatum McRae.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, should have read my text. Yeah. I literally said, told you they would have bigger names, and you just ignored me.
Mm-hmm.
Left me on read. What TV show did Sabrina Carpenter become famous doing? Album drops today. Also performing at the VMAs.
Okay, Girl Meets World?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, I was good. I didn't know if it was boy meets girl or girl meets boy or worlds or whoever.
Girl Meets World was a spinoff of Boy Meets World. Name the famous couple from Boy Meets World. Long pause.
That's the longest she's ever not spoken.
I know. Right. Yeah, this sure happened.
I know. Is it someone in Topanga?
Yes.
John?
John and Topanga. No. Corey and Topanga.
Yeah.
We would have even accepted Mr. Feeney and Topanga.
Okay, I get a half point.
This old-time country restaurant and store switched
Cracker
their
Barrel.
Logo, announced that they're switching it back. Cracker Barrel is correct. 4 out of 5 for Hannah. Good job, Hannah. Alex, back in your winning streak. Alex, you got to say it.
This is Alex, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Guys, no pressure, but this is a big Mega Mind. No one's gotten more than 4 in a row here on the Brett Mega Show.
Yeah.
Hannah's on a 4-game winning streak. She's gotten
no pressure.
4 Mega Minds in a row correct. Can she get 5? Watch your computer, see if she Googles it.
No Google!
53% of Americans have admitted they have done this as an adult. What is it?
Okay, no pressure. I think you purposely chose something incredibly hard.
I think this is an easy one. I thought, oh man, I'm giving her a layup to go for a record here for 5.
Ah, shoot. I'm second guessing it now.
Don't second guess it.
Okay, I'm going with the OG. I have regret already. I'm going to say have a sleepover.
53% of Americans have had a sleepover.
I think that's a good one.
I hate to break it to you. Adults have adult sleepovers all the time.
No, I mean with a friend.
Okay, Kevin.
I think it's accidentally wet themselves.
Kevin's on this pee train. Lately.
Why did that make you mad?
Because that is what I have too. Okay, that is literally what I was going to say, and stop. I'm in that percentage.
I said accidentally. Whoa. Maybe you'll say purposely.
Okay, hold on. Hannah... his record's off the table. She missed it.
Oh,
she's not right.
No. And can I say my second guess?
In a second. Okay. And now, since you pouted, I was going to help you, but then you made this big confession about wetting yourself. I will say Kevin's close.
Kevin's close. Okay. Peeing yourself?
He just said that.
He said that.
You just said it a different way.
I know that he said that.
Okay.
Using a porta potty?
Okay. 855-444-MEGA. It's finally up for grabs. If you think you know it, 53% of Americans have done this as an adult. What is it? Knowing that Kevin's close, what is the answer next?
Mega Minds.
Finally can give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day because Hannah didn't. Hannah's streak of 4 in a row ended. 53% of Americans have admitted they have done this as an adult. I said Kevin was the closest when he said...
wet themselves.
All right, anyone figure it out?
We got a lot of guesses on the text line, a lot of gross ones on the text line.
Is there a lot of different ways to wet yourself? I thought everyone would get it after
I'd
be gave
surprised.
That hand. Wow, okay.
Well, maybe, yeah, you could wet yourself because you were laughing too hard.
I didn't want to unpack some stuff, but okay.
Okay.
AB admitted it's happened to me.
For sure.
Paul says taking a bath, which could be considered wetting yourself, I guess. And then a lot of people said peeing in a pool.
Yep, 53% of Americans admitted they have, as an adult, peed in the pool.
Hmm.
Good thing pools are closed for Labor Day.
I'm not admitting anything.
I'll tell you guys why my stomach is in knots in 3 minutes. Let me share with you why my stomach is in knots and I feel like a nervous wreck as a dad. If there's a parent out there or even like a teacher... it feels like the weight of back to school feels heavy for the class, for the kids, for them as a teacher. We've actually created something to help with the classroom. I hope it helps with the classroom. We created a stuffed animal, a Brett Mega Show stuffed animal. Like we call it a lovey in my house. But we've created one that has our logo on it. And we'll bring it to the classroom as like an emotional support bear. We created like this mega bear. And to be there as an emotional support for the classroom, for you as a teacher, because we know that you're feeling the stress. I have no idea if anyone wants it, so we'll just throw it out to any teacher or parent who's like, hey, my kid's class would love this. Let me connect with the school. 855-444-6342. We have a little house with it. It's a bear. It doesn't have any pants.
Yeah.
We pay them whether to put pants on
right.
or not.
It does have a little Brett Mega Show t-shirt on. It's so cute.
We have no idea if any teacher is going to call in right now and say, hey, my class would love this. But we created out of the bottom of our hearts because we care about those kids in the classroom who are feeling stress, anxiety, nervousness, anxiousness. I, as a parent, feel that way. My 4.5-year-old is going to start kind of like a pre-K where he goes to school every single day from 8:30 to 1 o'clock. And I feel like one of the hardest things for me as a parent is being on the sidelines. Like, parenting is a sideline sport. You, like, put him into the school and you just hope for the best.
Yeah.
And you know they're in good hands with these teachers, but, like, I was talking to him about going to school on a regular basis, like Monday through Friday, and he was like, I'm nervous and scared. And I could just see the look of fear in his eyes as he's trying to be brave, and it like melts my heart, makes my stomach turn. I just want to like put him in a bubble forever and cuddle him up, but I know that's not possible. And one of the things that he loves is his Loveys. We have, I feel like, a million of them. But they help provide comfort and support for him. And I had seen this in research. They said, like, even child therapists, like my wife, they said, if there's a blanket that reminds them of home, a stuffed animal, you could put this in your kid's backpack, and that's going to make them feel more comfortable. And that's what we went and did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure was straight out of the womb born with anxiety. That's just always been a part of me and who I am. And I wish when I was younger there was something like this. Whether, like Brett said, whether it's for like your sake as a parent or for your kid's sake, it could just be a sign of comfort and to remind your kid, remind yourself as a teacher, whoever you are, remind the whole classroom that there's love and you have a whole community behind you.
He reminds me a little bit of Ted.
Oh my gosh.
We can't promise
what this bear will say right. In the classroom.
But no, it's your thunder buddy. Yeah. And it's your reading buddy. When I taught years ago, I had a little fort in my classroom where kids would go and they would read and they could bring a friend. And we had a classroom friend there that they could read to. And that's what our little bear reminds me of. So it's just another guy that says, hey, you're going to be okay. I'm here with you.
You know what reminded me, though, Kevin, is your kids and my kids are completely different ages. And both of us were nervous about our kids' first day of school.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, your kids going into high school. Mm-hmm. Like, it just never goes away. No. As a parent or a teacher, you're constantly worried about these kids that you love so much. We also posted a video of us creating the bear, so you can see like our Frankenstein behind the scenes of of the bear.
A lot of thought put into this bear.
We had we had a lot of love, a lot of laughs behind this bear.
And this is really, really so important to us because we care about those kids who are, you know, struggling, whatever it may be. Or you, or maybe a teacher just thinks it's fun. We're going to deliver it personally. So I don't know if kids think this is cool or not, but to have the whole Brett Maga show up with a bear to your classroom and have us deliver it. And then what we're going to do throughout the school year is if any teacher needs the bear, we'll just move it from classroom to classroom. We'll go personally pick it up. We'll chauffeur the bear around. And this bear can be our community bear where if someone is in need, whether it's a big test or a kid fell at the playground and is in need of a bear hug, whatever it is, we got you. We'll bring the bear personally. That's how much it means to us. So if there's a teacher out there that's like, you know what? My classroom can use it. We'll bring it to you right now at 855-444-MEGA. If you want the Mega Bear, 855-444-6342. Because we really do care. It is the Brett Maga Show, and we know how stressful back to school can be on parents, on teachers, on the kids. If you are feeling that stress, my wife is a play therapist and works with kids. The stress and anxiety for kids at a young age is real. It is one of the most hard things for them to deal with and struggle with and really understand. And sometimes we all need some support. And so what we did is created a Lovey. My son's going to start school. He's going to be going 8:30 to 1 o'clock every single day. And I'm in a ball of knots as his dad. I don't know what to do with my life. Parenting is hard. And it's hard for kids. He keeps telling me I'm scared and nervous at the same time. And he loves his Lovey. So we went and made a Lovey. We went and made a bear. And it's an emotional support bear for your classrooms. This is the same thing. Every Christmas, my mom, who I lost 5 years ago, I'll never forget this, would give me a teddy bear.
Aww.
When I was a grown adult, she would give me a teddy bear. It was the last gift I get every Christmas. She wouldn't wrap it. All the gifts would be done, and she'd come out and throw the teddy bear at me. Teddy bears mean so much to me. Loveys mean so much to me that we're going to deliver this bear to your classroom, teachers, and get to meet your kids. Julie, what grade do you teach?
I teach kindergarten.
Oh, my God.
Perfect.
Are the kids feeling the stress?
Yeah, they certainly are.
Okay, tell everyone where you teach and what you teach.
So I teach at Central Institute for the Deaf, and it's an oral school for students with cochlear implants and hearing aids. So
I'm familiar with that school, very familiar with that school. My daughter went there. Love that school.
Oh, this is you I'm talking. I didn't even realize that.
So,
I know you then.
So Julie, you teach kids working with cochlear implants and deaf kids, and Kevin's daughter has cochlear implants. Kevin, tell everyone about Kevin, your daughter's story, Kevin.
Yeah, my daughter got cochlear implants when she was two. She went to CID. They taught her to speak, to read, to do great things. And now she's in college doing great things. And, you know, it's amazing how early intervention makes such a huge, huge difference.
It's true.
Julie,
very true.
So Kevin gets to have this full circle moment
literally,
of helping kids.
I'm laughing. I forgot about that.
Yeah, helping kids like teachers like you helped his daughter. This full circle moment, this beautiful moment gets to happen as Kevin delivers this bear to you and your kids.
That's gonna be awesome.
What a cool, cool moment for you, Kevin.
I love that. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, and it's not like it's not like I don't know how to get there.
I have chills, Julie. So I'm so excited.
I am too.
Your classroom is the first classroom that's going to receive our mega bear. And
that's better, awesome kids
than kids who are kindergarten dealing with hearing issues, which is what something Kevin has had to deal with and help and his entire life. And this is a cool moment for all of us.
Yeah, I think this is amazing too, Julie, too, because, you know, I mean, I just think about this little bear just being another support buddy there.
That's going to be awesome.
You guys do such an amazing job, but it never hurts to have a little friend, another friend to kind of help you get over that anxiety.
Another member in the community.
Exactly, yeah, and that's what that bear is going to be.
All right, Julie.
I'm so excited.
We're going to get your info, and then we're going to personally deliver the bear. It's got like a little house and everything.
Yep.
Wait till you get to see him.
It's called a condo, actually.
A condo, sorry. If you want to see pictures of our bear and the behind the scenes of making of the bear, there's a whole video because this is how much this bear means to us. You go to our Instagram.
I'll show the kids the video.
Yeah,
sure.
Show the kids. And if you're a teacher right now, show the kids in your classroom. Like, do you guys want this bear? Because you guys can call us up in the middle of the year anytime and be like, guys, Brett Maga Show, we need the bear. And we got you. We're like, the bear will be like superheroes. If you got a big test, something's happening, they've experienced loss, or they're nervous, or they're angry or happy, whatever it is, the bear will be there for you all year round.
I love it. So,
Julie, hold on. We'll get your info. But it's going to continue to keep being spread around the community because that's what we do here on the Brett Maga Show is we care. Mm-hmm. And this is a mega bear for caring.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I've been so focused on Travis and Taylor, but all of that has gotten, like, pushed off the cliff for me this week because Man's Best Friend just dropped this morning with Sabrina Carpenter, and I love you guys, so I woke up early and I listened to the entire album, did not miss a second of it, and wow. So actually, last night, Brett sent me this article saying about how Sabrina actually gave us a warning that this album was going to be like a little dicey. I think she used the term clutching pearls.
It is not for the pearl clutchers. The album is not for any pearl clutchers. No, but I also think that even pearl clutchers can listen to an album like that in their own solitude.
Yes.
And find something that makes them smirk and chuckle to themselves.
Yeah, she wasn't kidding. This is hot. This is spicy. This is like womanizer, bad mama jamma, Disney Sabrina out, sexy Sabrina fully is entered into this era.
Gail in the interview talked about how it is sexy and empowering, but I honestly felt like, and you kind of touched on that too, I felt like the album as overall feel for me was more what Sabrina described. It is a lot of tongue-in-cheek, a lot of like witty, joking matter. Like, I think even like she said, pearl clutchers, would smirk like that was funny.
Yeah, I think probably like the biggest takeaway from the album isn't just sex. I think vulnerability and relatability. I think a lot of people can laugh and be like, oh my gosh, you know what? I've experienced that too. Whether it's something really good with a guy, like a good experience, like in the bedroom, or something like annoying, like that he's having a standoff and he doesn't want to sleep with you. Like, I think she really like hit it home for the girls.
She asked for everyone to listen to the album in sequential order because I think what took me a little while to catch on is the relation. It's actually a relationship. So at first, the first few songs, like she's hot for him. Then they're on a break, and then it's like they go through a breakup. So each song takes you through the stages of a relationship.
Oh wow!
Yeah, she also released a music video for the second song on the album called Tears. And this is the first music video I've seen in a while, and it just like reminded me of why I used to love watching music videos. It's fun. It's like a little film. The song Tears wasn't exactly what I thought it would be when I
looked. No, Tears was not what you thought it was.
When I looked at it, but then like Brett said, if you follow along in sequential order and Tears is the second song, this is like in her I'm very attracted to you part of the relationship. It almost reminded me of like a scary movie. Like it's like very like
I feel like the
funny
music video takes on Thriller. It's a little play on Thriller almost. Yes. Like it's almost awesome. A horror movie like what do you
almost like 70s vibes, yeah. Which is Sabrina. That is what we've seen from her in the past, and that continues to be. But I have to talk about my favorite song. It's called When Did You Get Hot? So it's at the top of the album. It's one of her upbeat ones. It's truly fun, and I love that one. Baby, baby, it's taking in the pot. When did you get hot? I could definitely see myself making like a transition TikTok to that.
I already
see it in the drafts.
For When Did You Get Hot, I think that was probably the funniest song. It was kind of like when you see like the nerdy guy from high school, but like he started like hitting the gym and like getting his life together. You're like, damn, you were hot. I think she even uses like you were like not good looking as a boy, but you're hot as a man.
Like an ugly child, yeah. An ugly kid.
Overall, I liked the album. I loved it. I thought it was clever, funny. Hannah?
I think it was vulnerable. I think it was relatable. It was a grand slam for me.
AB?
I've been a fan of Sabrina for years, and as of now, I think this is her worst album.
You don't like it?
I am not a fan. I think every song was starting to sound the same, which I hate.
No, she had a total variety.
Yeah, I felt like that was one of my biggest compliments on it, because I feel like, what was the other album?
Short
and Sweet. Was pop song, pop song, pop song. It was made to create a bunch of singles.
See,
I thought those songs
all sounded so different.
No, yes. Every like Espresso to Please, Please, Please. You could just throw it all on the same track.
I'm hoping it grows on me, but as of now, none of these songs are on my playlist.
Interesting.
Womp. Well, they're on repeat for me.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Tears was what I thought Hannah would be doing, though. Actual tears. Crying. Tears. Crying tears when she destroyed her car. If you have something that is broken, destroyed, needs fixing, and you still haven't touched it and it's been a while, 855-444-MEGA. What is broken at your house that you still have never fixed or in your car or in your life? 855-444-6342. I think we've all been there before where you feel like you want to get something fixed, you mean to get it fixed, and then, you know what? It's been forever. Why is that thing not fixed? Mm-hmm. What's not fixed in your house that everyone is complaining to you about, Hannah?
So my dream car, I got it a couple months ago, and I was on my way to the airport, and my windshield cracked. At first, it was little, and now, fast forward, it is cracked nearly from one end to the other. Like, it is huge. AB was just in my car the other day.
It's big.
She was like, I didn't realize you, like, couldn't see driving.
I can't believe you love your car. You're obsessed with
the car. I know it is my dream car, but honestly, I keep excusing fixing it because I keep being like, I'm scared it's just going to happen again. But my family is like actually low-key, maybe not low-key, maybe high-key, upset with me for not fixing it, specifically my brother. He brings it up to me like every day.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey, he's like, hey, are you busy right now? I'm like, no, what do you need? He's like, no, you need to call the windshield place and get your windshield fixed. So it's horrible.
If you're busy, then go take your car to get it fixed by a mechanic. Like, what is going... First off, I can't believe that you let this last as long as you did. But number two, it really does downplay your big milestone relationship you announced earlier this week that you let your boyfriend drive. Because now I know the car's busted.
Yeah. It's not busted.
Guys, I let my boyfriend drive my dream car. We're real serious.
Because I couldn't see out the windshield.
Yeah, because, yeah, he's like, go ahead, crash it, man. It's already destroyed.
No, but I know I need to fix it. I think it might just take the accountability of talking about it on air. But also, I don't want to feel alone.
What do you mean? Oh, that other people have... Kevin, we've... got stuff.
Right? Yeah, I know. You're not alone, especially when it comes to a car. Like my car and my wife's car, we both have parts of our vehicle that are broken.
Oh, really?
Yes. I have my mirror on the passenger side that's broken, that's being held together by duct tape.
Oh!
And I've never fixed it and all that stuff. And my thoughts are, well, when I someday sell it, maybe I will. Maybe I'll just, you know, run out of gas somewhere.
Disintegrate.
I'll just leave it. Yeah.
Disintegrate!
I'll take care of that. I don't know why I haven't. You know, every time I look over at that mirror, I think to myself, I got to get that fixed. And then my wife's got a broken glass, you know, back tail light that we've put packing tape over.
Okay. Duct tape
it
is
reminds me. It reminds me of Phil in Modern Family when he's always like, got to fix that step. In every single episode, he's tripping up there.
Yes.
That's what it reminds me of.
Guys, if you're looking for someone who is a mess and can't fix things, look no further to make bread. Bread will make you feel better. I don't even have running cold water at my house, guys.
Do you have AC in your car?
What?
No, I don't have AC in my car. I haven't fixed the AC. That's true, too. But the cold water faucet broke, and I don't know how to fix anything. Like, and so neighbor Glenn is really good at it. And so neighbor Glenn came over and fixed it. Well, it went out again. And I haven't seen...
You can't go back.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen neighbor Glenn yet. And I didn't want to, like, shamefully text him, be like, hey, can you fix my faucet again? So I'm just hoping to see neighbor Glenn casually and him to, like, bring it up. Like, oh, how's that faucet going? Like, it broke again. Can you go fix it? So I've been, like, throwing rocks at neighbor Glenn's house and he's not home, I don't think. But, yeah, I'm, like, just waiting for someone to help me fix it. But we have to use hot water for everything. We just fill it up with hot water. Like, we're just, that's how we use everything.
Maybe I don't feel so bad about my 74-inch crack on my windshield.
Yeah. What's broken in your life that you're like, no judgment here. I haven't had this fixed in years. What are you waiting to get fixed that you haven't fixed yet? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. And we want to know what's broken in your life. Come on, guys. This is a no-judgment show here on the Brett Mega Show. If you think you got your life together, you're at the wrong show, okay?
Literally.
We don't want people who have their life together to listen to the Brett Mega Show. We are a mess, and we are proud of it. If you got something at your house that you've just been meaning to fix, but it's been broken forever, we're your people. Hannah's got her dream car. Finally bought it. Made it happen. Got herself a Jeep Wrangler. And still hasn't gotten it, the windshield fixed. How big is the crack?
Like 74 inches. Is what we keep saying around my house.
It is from one end to the other.
I mean, it is
huge. It's like thick.
Driving around like a walking embarrassment.
Sometimes when it rains, I get nervous it's going to leak through. That's how bad it is.
Hannah's going to be driving her car and the glass is just going to cave in. Everywhere. Her brother is, like, embarrassed. She lives with her brother and her sister-in-law, and they're like, stop parking your car in our driveway.
Mm-hmm. People are
I think they're embarrassed.
Yeah, they keep making comments. Like, crazy. 855-444-MEGA. If you have something around your house where you're like, I've been meaning to get it fixed. Kat, you got a busted-ass car, too, huh?
I do. I'm in the same situation as Kevin. My side mirror, my passenger side mirror is broken, so I have it rubber band together.
Different strategy. Kevin, you're using the duct tape. Kat's over here using the rubber band method.
You might learn something new today then.
No judgment here, Kat. Whether it's duct tape, rubber bands, or socks, we don't care what you use to hold it up.
Scotch tape.
I've been like this for 6 years, and I don't see me changing it anytime soon.
Good for you.
We respect that. Marcy, what's broken around your house that you've been meaning to get fixed?
So my car windshield had a crack across the entire windshield for 5 years.
Mood.
And the only reason I did get it fixed is because I actually totaled my car and had to get a new car.
That's what happened to my last car. My last car had a windshield crack, so I just
bought a new one.
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen again, so I didn't want to.
Yeah, I agree.
But then my new car, I didn't bring my husband with me. I brought my dad, and me and my dad are both not observant. We buy the car, and I get off the lot on my way back to work after, and I notice a small crack in the windshield.
Oh, no. And it's still there, isn't it?
And so it turns out it was from hail damage before I bought it, so technically I bought it as is, but they filled it in, and hopefully it should not spread across the whole windshield.
Oh, you got it fixed. Well, yeah. See, Marcy was a new person when she got a new car.
Yes.
One day I unfortunately was not.
One day, Hannah,
I
you will
still see the dot.
But you know it's there, but it's better.
But it's not going to break. And my visor covers it, so I can't see it if I pull my visor down.
Oh, perfect.
Well, you can't see.
Just keep it down. Hurt you.
Out of sight, out of mind.
I just got a crazy text from Bestie Sid. She said, I'm not even kidding. A rock just hit my windshield and it cracked. I can't wait to show you the dash cam video.
Wow.
Right Whoa. Now? That,
right
wow.
now.
She just texted me that.
The Brud Mega Show for people with cracked windows.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.